Yeah, it is kind of a complex issue. You know, the fundamental desire behind fundamentalism is to be right with God, and the belief is that God has delivered texts which are authoritative, that come directly from Him. And, you know, that's the essence of fundamentalism. But what we do see when that goes awry, that it causes huge problems in the world. Sam Harris, for example, says that, you know, religion is the cause of all war and all evil. And the issue is that fundamentalists, when they get locked in, and that's really the main message of the people of the sign, that they believe that they alone understand what God wants, and they're willing to go against any rational, any scientific, any obvious contradictions to their personal belief.
Let me put it this way. If you had a belief that you were right about a certain view of, let's say you believe the Bible is the correct word of God, that kind of thing, and then you hold to that particular belief, then you would certainly, act on it. Then you would think that it's important enough, and you would have this sort of revelation, that kind of thing. So can we really fault people for moving in that direction?
Yeah, it's a challenge because, you know, in some areas of the world, that means you strap bombs against each other, or against your body, and you go in and you harm innocents as a terrorist. In other areas of the world, you believe that the Earth is only 6,000 years old, which might seem quaint and laughable and not do as much damage, except such beliefs actually do cause damage.
Well, I do understand your thought on that, but I at the same time, I mean, it seems to me that you can have the world can coexist with these sort of views. I mean, a lot of people are upset at the Pope this week, for example. Catholics are trying to decide whether the Pope had new doctrine about the issue of gays in the church. Was he getting away from the traditional view of the church on this, or was he in some way instituting new doctrine? Because, as you know, Catholics believe that the Pope is infallible.
Absolutely. And, Doug, you know, therein, to me, really lies the problem. I personally do still tend towards fundamentalist beliefs. I do believe there is a revealed word of God, that He does give mankind the instructions that He wants them to have. The idea of a man who is a conduit of that, in the way that it is instituted within the Catholic Church and some other organizations, I belonged to one of those, you know, a few decades ago, where we had sort of a mini-pope of our own, in a much smaller way. You know, that's really where the problem comes in, where people turn off their own minds over time and they don't allow those teachings to be educated by our experience. When we deny those things that are clearly being told to us through creation, for example, you know, the Bible itself actually says that God reveals Himself through His creation. So we can't discount that part of His revelation in favor of an internalized, self-referential view of, you know, the infallibility of our religious leader.